You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Clear expectations. In his free time, the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra, Benjamin Zander, works with businesses on culture and leadership. During his talks, he likes to start by asking if anybody is celebrating a birthday. When he finds somebody who is celebrating a birthday, he calls them up to the stage and asks the audience to sing happy birthday to them. On cue, everyone sings. Zander claps and lets the crowd know they did a good job, but then asks them to sing it again because he believes they can do it better. And once again, he gives them the cue to start singing. But this time, nobody sings. It's silent. Zander uses that silence to make a point. Every time he does this activity, there is silence. The reason is because when people know what to do and what's expected of them, they do it easily. They can do it together. They don't even need someone to tell them what to do. But when people don't know what's expected of them, and they are given unclear directions to just do better, work harder, or be better, then they freeze up and don't do anything. Or if they do act on the instructions, they end up just doing the same thing, but this time with more uncertainty. As Jeff Colvin shares in his book, Talent is Overrated, this is a huge problem in leadership. We don't give proper direction, and so people are paralyzed and do nothing. Or they are all doing different things, singing different tunes. But if we really lead, if we really bring passion and proper guidance, we can help people reach new heights and new levels that they never realized were possible. Benjamin Zander shows this in a YouTube video, which I'll include the link in the details of this episode, just how it can be done by getting a large group of professionals to sing happy birthday with more passion and energy. How often do coaches say things like, we need to be kinder, we need to be more selfless, we need to be play fast, harder, smarter, faster. Sometimes we need to be more specific in our instructions. Other times, we just need to help them find a better way to follow them. Years ago, I took a youth team that I was coaching in Ireland on a trip to play teams in America. We traveled around for 10 days and played 5 games. People from the community, such as schools, churches, and other groups, helped feed the team and house the boys. It was important to me that our players were thankful and did a good job expressing that thanks. In fact, I expected it. But I didn't just tell them that they needed to say thank you. I showed them how. Before the trip, we practiced saying thank you. Along with me and the other coaches and I, every player had to practice shaking hands, saying hello, asking the person about themselves, and thanking them specifically for the help they had given us. They had to keep doing it until they got it right. The result was a great 10-day trip. We might have lost every game that we played, but we were the most thankful group of young men that people had ever seen. Our players gave firm handshakes, made eye contact, spoke clearly, and said thank you for the specific reasons that they were grateful. It blew people away and ended up opening doors for future trips and scholarship offers for our players. But possibly the most important effect from that time was that my players still remember that activity and take the time to thank me regularly.